It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
From time to time during my office day, I stick my head out of the bathroom window upstairs, which faces toward the working part of the farm, to get a sense of what's going on. I can see, for example, if the turkeys are wandering too far out in the north field toward the woods, in case I need to go round them up. But most of the information I gather is audible. If the sheep are moving about in the pasture, there's a kind of concentrated quiet interrupted by an occasional low bleat, as a mother, lost in grazing the grass, reminds herself to keep track of where her lamb is. If the turkeys are there, there's a kind of constant low murmur, punctuated by happy chirping sounds. When I'm closer to them, as when I'm weeding in the vegetable garden, I can also hear the tearing of the grass or movement of the tall weeds as they move about. But from a distance, it's their voices that tell me all is okay, or not. I can also hear a distress call from a turkey trapped somewhere, or a lamb that has gotten out on the wrong side of the fence and can't figure out the route back to mama. There's something about these calls that, upon hearing, tells you to get moving right away to the rescue. They universally convey an urgency that I believe transcends the language barriers between species. We have no trouble understanding distress. But that hardly means I've cracked the code. One afternoon this week, I stuck my head out and heard an exchange that left me wondering. It was the distinctive low guttural bleat of Lale, my oldest ewe, in two or three successive bleats, followed by a chorus of high-pitched gobbles from the entire flock of turkeys. Sort of, buh, buh, gobble, 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 gobble. Repeatedly, buh, buh, gobble, gobble, gobble. Buh, buh, gobble, gobble, gobble. Now, I've often engaged the turkeys this way myself. I don't quite understand why they do that response when Eric or I do a high-pitched call of beautiful, but the call and response is highly entertaining, and I find that many guests, particularly those under 15 years of age, seem happy to engage in the conversation for as long as 15 or 20 minutes. Is that what was going on between Lale and the turkeys? She's an odd one, Lale. Since the death of Nilufer this spring, she's assumed the position of senior ewe. Now a skinny old lady, she enjoys a privileged position. She needs 3 arthritis pills every day and is happy to be lured into a pen in advance of the general feeding, where she devours her pills, mixed in a handful of grain. But Lale has always behaved idiosyncratically, which I attribute to her having been sold to another farm as a lamb and returned here 5 years later when they decided to go out of the sheep business. She's often wandered off to graze separately from the rest of the herd. Sometimes she lolls in the barn when the others go out in the afternoon with our lazy old wether, Orhan. Lately, she's been hanging out just north of the barn with the turkeys, munching on mugwort while the rest of the sheep are out eating grass in the more distant pasture. Hearing her exchange with the turkeys, I had to wonder, was Lale just entertaining herself with these low bleats, enjoying the ability to elicit such an ardent response the way we humans do? Or was it real conversation in which they exchanged information? Or was she calling to the other sheep and, frustrated by the turkeys interfering, drowned out by the sheep talk, kept trying to communicate, talking right past each other, each to its own tribe, like MAGA Republicans and progressive Democrats in the same room? Let's face it, even within a species, a lot of communication can be a challenge. This was brought home to me on our trip to Canada, where I was for the most part pleased with myself at having crossed a sort of threshold, able to engage comfortably in more than superficial conversations in French, sometimes on heavy topics like loss of a spouse, love and death, or politics. It was as if I had taken the advice of a New York Times article that wasn't actually published till I got back on how to learn French. Don't worry so much about your accent. Just submit to the tongue and do your best to communicate what you want to say. But every once in a while, particularly if I got tired, I would lose the capacity answering the question I thought was logically coming rather than the one that was actually asked, or blanking entirely and unable to even discern the precise topic of the conversation. Still, I know communication is possible. When I baa to the sheep as I'm filling their bowls, I'm not sure what they think I'm saying. But when I yell, "Hey, girls," out to the field, they know it's time for a treat, and they come running. Which brings me to what I want to communicate to you, as the peak of summer production has arrived. The pink Brandywine tomatoes are huge and juicy, the dark black crims intensely flavorful, and the pretty gold ones surprisingly sweet. Cucumbers abound for pickles, raita, gazpacho, and more. The large oasis turnips are perfect for cooking, and the small ones perfect to add crunch to a delicate lettuce in your salad. Okra, squash, a long last burst of summer. Labor Day is the time to enjoy it.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.